Okay, gentlemen, so we're learning the Malach of Mechatech, or we're trying, to the best of our ability, to understand some of what's going on in the Malach of Mechatech. Before I resume Mechatech, there's one Nakud I wanted to speak about within the Malach of Kireya, because I think it's something that... Both, I think they are both important. So look in the Magen Avraham at the end of Simen Shin Mem. Magen Avraham at the end of Shin Mem, and it's quoted over there in the Mishnah Brura in Se'if Katin Mem Hei. Shtek Magen Avraham. Right? Again, the case is that if you have papers that are stuck together, that's tayfer, and if you mefarik those papers without kavana lekilko, then it's a tolda of kireya. Says the Magen Avraham, let's say you have the pages of a paper, the pages of a book that get stuck together. You know, sometimes you have a book, and because there's some moisture in the book, so the pages are stuck together. Now, if the pages are stuck together in a way that the only way to open the book would involve ripping the letters, so that for sure is also, that's the Isser of Mechika, Mochik. But let's say I could open the pages, I could unstuckify the pages without ripping letters. So the Magen Avraham writes, it's permitted to do so for two reasons. One, they are not stuck together. They're not stuck together to be done in a permanent sort of way. Two, kol shekein over here, that it's not asem emela. Kol shekein over here, that the pages were not intended to be stuck together, and it just happened that like some glue, some moisture, came and stuck the pages together. So if I have a book that is made... Sometimes the older books, I think, would be made that the two pages of Mash be stuck together. That's the construction of the book. And then you would rip it open. And it was made that way. I'm not exactly sure why, but that was the kavana of it being made. So you get an impression from the... get an impression from the Magen Avraham that that might be a problem. He's mekal if shaiva, if some wax... where when you bound it together, that's stuck together. In that case, the Magen Avraham is Megal. Because in that case, it's Na'asem Mela, and it's not Na'asem Lekiyum. Ad kan the Magen Avraham. Based on this Magen Avraham, so many of the Svarim, right? There are two different, again, we speak a lot about toilet paper and tissues. These are like our topics. So sometimes you have a box of tissues that the tissues are stuck together. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you have a box of tissues, and each tissue is on its own. Other times you have a box of tissues, and there's a teeny bit of a connection to one tissue and the other tissue. Are you allowed to pull out those tissues and jugs? Or sometimes they have garbage bags. That the garbage bags are closed, and to open it up, you're really separating, not just opening it, that it's not attached, but they are still attached. Are you allowed to open those things on Shabbos? Would that potentially be a malacha of kireya? So, the Orchos Shabbos, and many of the Sarim say, that that's going to be Osir, because the Magen Avraham only permits a case when the wax falls on it, but in a situation, and when, which means that it's not Lakiyum and Mela, but in the situation that the books were intended originally to be stuck together, then you are allowed to... Then it's going to be awesome. That's the way they are assuming the Magen Avraham holds. Now, based on this, they answer the tissues and they would answer the garbage bags. Now, I think this entire, again, someone has to do research. Did they ever make books in a way that the pages were deliberately stuck together? Was there such a thing? Ever? Mm. Yes.
In
so how do you know this stuff?
No, I don't know this, but in elementary school, they would have us lick honey off of a...
To teach you the alphabet.
Exactly. So it's stuffed together.
But that's not something that happens regularly.
It's a scenario of habit. It's on Shabbos.
No.
But my book with honey.
But that's like the Magen Avraham's case when like Shaiva falls onto the papers, no?
Mm.
But do they ever... You see, the way the Archa Shabbos writes it is if you have a sefer that has dapim mechubarim shelo nechtechu bekricha, you have pages that are attached that weren't cut in the process of binding, so you're not allowed to open it, and there's an iser d'oraisa. And he quotes this Magen Avraham. In these cases, does it ever happen that it's intentionally done and it's intentionally meant to be stuck together? It could be that the Magen Avraham, you see, the Magen Avraham says two reasons. And he says one reason is that it's not na'aseh lakiyum, and the other reason is that it's na'aseh memeila. In our tissue case, it is not na'aseh memeila, no? For some reason, the tissue manufacturers deliberately make the tissues in a way that they are attached. Why they do that, I assume, is because that helps the tissues fold one over the other better and it takes up less space. That's my guess. And it's easier in the manufacturing process that they don't have to have another piece of machinery go and cut between the tissues. Is it not a selakium? I don't think it's not a selakium. I don't think anyone ever intends for these things to stick together. Adarabba, they would want it to be undone as quickly as possible. I don't know. I'm not convinced. I've never been convinced that there's a problem of ripping tissues when they're stuck together. I don't think this Magen Avraham really means that. I think the Magen Avraham, again, the inner reason of the Magen Avraham is clearly the idea of whether it's na'aseh lakiyum. Is this considered na'aseh lakiyum? Is this considered na'aseh lakiyum? Right? They are only doing it so that they want it to be sold and they want it to be undone as quickly as possible. I'm not sure that would be called na'aseh lakiyum. Again, this is my ha'ara. Think about it. I'm not sure. Okay, back to the malacha of mechatech. Rambam is an important source in Judaism, no? You guys have a Rambam? You don't have a Rambam? So the Rambam in chapter 11, right? The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin. This Rambam is based on the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Lamed Gimel. But this is the fundamental Rambam with respect to the Malach of Mechatech. So I want to learn this Rambam with you, and then maybe we'll arrive at some better understanding of Mechatech. Look at the Rambam. HaMechatech min ha'or kidei la'asos kimeya chayiv. If I cut something off from the or. That means, okay, ready? What that means is that mechatech is only when I sever something, when I completely detach it. Mechatech min ha'or. It seems to me that this is the pshat in the Tosfos that we saw yesterday on Ayin Hei Amud Beis. Remember, Tosfos on Ayin Hei Amud Beis asks, how come misate te ta'even is only make bepatish? How come it's not mechatech? Remember that Tosfos on Ayin Hei Amud Beis? So Tosis answered something, that they're only doing it for Yipoy. I think what Tosis might mean is exactly this point. You're not cutting anything off. What they were doing is they are engraving in the stone to make it nicer, to make some sort of column in the stone, no? That's what Tosfos means by it's only a little bit of yipui. And the malacha mechateich has to be you cut it off. No? If you don't completely sever it, that is not the malacha of mechateich. Weiter. The shear is kedei la'asos kemeya. Or, alternatively, you could read this Rambam. Okay, this is your type of thing, Gershon. Does the Rambam mean kedei la'asos kemeya, that the kedei refers to the shi'or, the amount? Or does the Rambam mean kedei la'asos kemeya means my kavana in cutting it? Does the kedei tell me the amount of material I have to cut? Or does the kedei tell me my kavana is to make a kameya? Why I would say the second way? You have to give me 5 minutes. But I'm just learning a Rambam with you. Vihu sheyiskaven lemidas arko midas rachbo v'yachtoich b'kavana shehi melacha. Zok the Rambam, the only time you violate melacha mechateich is when you cut it to a specific dimension, length and width, and you have kavana to cut it, which is the malacha. But if you cut it derech hefzid, or without kavana lemidasai, ela kimis asek, o kimis sachek, hare ze patur. But if you cut it in a derech hefzid, or without kavana, so then it's patur. Patur means it's aser midrabanan.
What's the subject of being diet in rishis and dalas in Rambam? In my printed edition here, I have the miras
or
not the
mitas. Okay, so that is totally just that is just a complete and total mistake. The miras arkay, the bitterness, or the female, right, or the female master who we call length. I mean, I don't know what miras arkay would mean. I think that's
good. Theory of like really thinking that like Rambam's printing. You can tell it's a
ratio of that. Yeah. I mean, there are certain things which we call a ta'os demuchach. No?
Yeah.
That's one of them. Fine. But the Rambam says that the av melacha is what we just read about, mechatech min ha'ar. And it requires kavana. However, im chatech derech hefzir, without kavana, then it's pater, meaning it's aser midrabanan. Right, then the Rambam gives us our Gemaras that we learned. The Gemaras on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Koteim es hakanaf is a told of mechatech and yechayev. Megari Rashi Kunasais is chayev mishum mechatech. L'chayev, that means it's a told of also. And kol chaticha sheyachto charash eight. Mina eitzim, if your carpenter cuts off pieces of wood, or charash matechis mina matris, chayev mishum mechatech. These are the toldas. Notel kissim show eight mofana v'kut molachtus by shinov. That's a gemara in Beitza that we'll talk about in a minute. Then you're chayiv. So the Sefer Archos Shabbos is medayik as follows. Okay, let's take a step back. The malacha mechateich has to be with kavana. That's fundamental in the Rambam. That's fundamental in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ikaper amashchasa." When I'm cutting wood, right, and I have kavana for a certain measurement, then it is the malacha mechatech. You have to have kavana for the measurement. Let's say I don't have kavana for the measurement, and it ends up being measured. Or let's say I do something where I don't have kavana for the measurement, but it's a psik resha that I end up cutting it the right way, meaning my kavana is not to cut an exact size of toilet paper. My kavana is just to get the toilet paper, to use myself, no? My kavana is not to get lamidas, arkay, or rachbay. My kavana is just to get it off. So then, the diuk in the Rambam is that it's aser midrabbanan. Says the Archos Shabbos, we have a bazillion kulas from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Shlomo Zalman is like the super mako by Mechatech. Shlomo Zalman says, we saw in that shufa that you had by your makom, Shlomo Zalman says that if they do most of the cutting Erev Shabbos, in other words, you buy the toilet paper and it's mostly perforated, no? And the only reason why they perforate it is that it's easier to rip off the toilet paper. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, your kavanah is not, again, my understanding of Reb Shlomo Zalman is that your kavanah is not to get that specific measurement. Your kavanah is just to rip toilet paper. And it happens that you're ripping at that specific measurement because the toilet paper manufacturer made it in a way that's easier to rip off. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Hetzer Gomor. No? Nachon? That's what he writes in the Tshuva? Comes along the Arkos Shabbos, and the Arkos Shabbos Tainos, whoa! Read a Rambam, gentlemen. Arkos Shabbos writes that if you don't have kavanah for the specific measurement, asur midrabanan, potter. And therefore, all of the cases, right? Unscrewing a cap. Again, there might be some issue of making a kli that we'll have to discuss, but unscrewing a cap, out to mechatech, there's no mechatech. There's no mechatech, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, on toilet paper. There's no mechatech if I have a sugar packet and there's like a teeny perforated area that I just rip it off at the corner. No mechatech, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, all these cases. If you have yogurts, like lebens, that are stuck together and you have to break them off, no mechatech, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Because they're only stuck together in a way to make it easier to pull off, no? Not mechatech, that's Reb Shlomo Zalman's svara. Time and time again, all these dinim, opening a little drink thing that you stick a straw in and you open the piece of tinfoil that holds it closed. You know what I'm talking about? Those things that your mother always sent you for lunch with in elementary school, no? Not mechatech, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Yoshev in all of these cases says, no, it is mechatech. Or maybe it's mechatech. Rabbi Yashim doesn't want to be mekel. The Arkos Shabbos in that footnote, Nun Aleph, he like tucks away the idea that he doesn't understand the Reb Shlomo Zalman. Because in the Rambam, you see that without kavanah, look at Oga, what Reb Shlomo Zalman is getting at is, my kavanah is not lamidas arko urachbo. My kavanah on the perforated thing is just because it's easier to rip it. I don't care about the specific size, no. I don't care about the specific size of the toilet paper. And we spoke about this in a different way. When my son, no one uses one square of toilet paper in the history of humanity. Right? It's never done that. You don't care about the specific size. I have to be ripping at the perforation. It's easier. If it's easier, as Reb Shlomo Zalman, so then, your kavanah is not lamidas arko rachbay, and therefore it's heter gamor. But comes along the Arkos Shabbos, and the Arkos Shabbos says, no, without kavanah, it should be aser midrabanan. Yes, sir?
For toilet paper, you're only cutting along one dimension. Whether it's arko rachbay, you're only cutting up one thing.
I think it means midas arko o rachbo.
But I can't cut a specific. I mean, unless
you're. I'm not cutting the toilet paper width wise. Like, you're not like.
Right. So it's only one dimension. So
but I think the din is not that you need two dimensions. I think when they speak about midas arko rachbo, they mean that you want something to be a particular size. So the width of the toilet paper is given. The shaila is the length. And I'm ripping it at a particular length on the perforation, because that's the size I want. Should that be the melacha mechatech? So, Rebbe Yoshev says, absolutely, no? It might be koreya and mechatech. You want a specific size, you want to cut it straight. That's the melacha mechatech. He writes, right? Kol chituch atzom with kepeda is mechatech, but Reb Shlomo Zalman is mesupek. Maybe it's not mechatech, because it was all done beforehand, and because it's just easier. And the Arkos Shabbos doesn't like Reb Shlomo Zalman based on the Stiyuk in the Rambam. Okay, now, gentlemen. The Rambam doesn't make any sense, no? I apologize to the dear Rambam, But my kavono, when I rip it, if I don't have kavono, why is it going to be heter gomor, or aser midrabanon at least, if I don't have kavono? Shouldn't it be like a psik resha? When I'm chopping wood, so I cup it a mashkasav, I care about the size, so then that's the malacha mechate. But I'm not kapar amashkasa. Kapar amashkasa means that I'm banging it deliberately to make small pieces, right, to make kindling wood. Let's say I'm not kapar amashkasa. But lemaisa, I end up making kindling wood, no? I end up making smaller pieces also. So shouldn't it have been a psik resha that I'm chayiv? When I chop wood, I'm going to either have big pieces or small pieces. So what if my kavana is not that I dafka want big pieces? I dafka want small pieces. It's a psik resha. I'm going to have big pieces and small pieces. So shouldn't there be chayiv about the small pieces? Shouldn't be chayiv about the big pieces? Shouldn't there be a psik resha? Right, that's what we're saying. But how do you know that? And why? Where else in any malacha in Judaism, where else do I see that the kavana is essential? So if you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. Do you guys have Rambams? So look in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, in the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. The din is that extinguishing fire is a malacha on Shabbos. Extinguishing a coal is a malacha on Shabbos. But that's only a wooden coal. If I extinguish a metal coal, it's aser midrabanan. But if my kavana is to harden the metal, and that's how I extinguish it, then I'm chayiv. Because that's the way the light shaped barizel deal with their metal. They heat it up, then they extinguish it. That makes the metal harder. Look in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, one line into this Magid Mishnah, Halacha Beis, he writes, Aval HaMechabe Gachalas. He quotes the Gemara, that's the source of this. The Gemara says that you're Mechabe Gachal Shomateches, etc. We ask, do you go like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon, whatever? Umi Divrei Rabbeinu, Shakasav, Shakot Taloi B'Kavanato, Nire, Shekosha eno mitkavein ein ra'oi loma bo psik resha b'lo yamos b'lo chayiv b'pnei shekishahu miskavein hu aysa malacha hu kishe eno miskavein ein bo malacha klal shere eno rotsa lasas mimenu kli dumya l'ketimas kesim shizkarnu perak yun aleph shekosha eno kot malatsa lasas bo shinov af api she rashoi laka she api she ra'oi laka b'ketimato potter shekoshahu if you're not with kavana, you are putter. Says the Magid Mishnah Yesod about the malacha of Makeh B'Patish and the malacha of Mechatech, that the din of psik resha does not apply to these malachas at all. Makeh B'Patish, the pshat is that I decide that this is the last finishing touch of the kli. If it's a psik resha that you end up doing it, but shalai b'miskavi, not chayim. That's not makeh b'patish. Similarly, when it comes to mechateich, if you don't have kavana, you're not chayim. That's what the Magid Mishnah is saying. You're right, Ben is right. Kavana is part of the malacha. But the pshat over here, I think, is that the malacha of mechateich means I have deliberate kavana to cut something in a precise way to make something usable. Okay? Again, it's a long definition. Deliberate, specific kavana to cut something in a precise way to make it usable. If I'm just banging wood, and I'm going to end up with small wood chips, but my kavana is not deliberately, specifically to make the wood chips, putter. Or that is not the malacha of mechateich. Mechateich necessarily involves kavana. Good? Now, Mechatech without Kavanah. What's the difference? So we saw the Rambam says it's Chasar Midrabbanan, no? But I would like to read the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, that the Rambam only says it's Chasar Midrabbanan by the Av Malacha of Mechatech. By the Torah of Mechatech, it's not Chasar Midrabbanan. Let's read this Rambam again. If I cut leather in order to make a Kameya, that's the Av Malacha of Mechatech. If I don't have Kavana for it, and it just happens, Asur Midrabbanan. But by the Toldos, which is our Gemaras and Ayin Dalav and Ayin Hey, the Toldos are that I take that wing of the bird, or I am Megareid Rashi Kunasais, or I am chopping wood. By the Toldah, so then without Kavana is Heter Gomer. And I think that's the Yishuv for Reb Shlomo Zalman. Okay, again. If I'm reading the Rambam correctly, I spent a lot of time thinking about this morning. I don't know if you noticed, at one point this morning I like closed my eyes. I was still awake. I was trying to think. I think the Rambam is saying a svara that the av malacha of mechatech, when I do it shalai b'kavana, it's asur midrabbanan. The tolda of mechatech shalai b'kavana is not asur at all, and therefore Reb Shlomo Zalman is correct. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that if I don't have kavana for the specific measurement, I'm only ripping it in this area because it's easier to rip it. Heter gamor. The fact that the Rambam says in that situation it's asur midrabbanan is not indicative of anything, because what the Rambam really means is that the av, that would mean, by the way, that the av malacha of mechatech is only on leather. All of the other things in the Gemara, I notice this, no? Are not leather. I'm cutting wood. An ayin hay, I'm cutting wood to make the Rashi Klunasos. An ayin dalid, I am chopping wood, right? Salit silti. An ayin dalid, I am making a wicker basket. An ayin dalid, I am taking the wing or the feather of an animal. No, those cases are not leather. Leather is the av malacha of mechatech. Why is leather the av malacha? Because it is found in Sidura de Oros. Leather is the Av Malacha. If it is not leather, so then it is going to be a tolda. And if it's a tolda, so then Shaloi B'Miskavin is okay. It's Heter Gomer. By an Av, Shaloi B'Miskavin is Oser, because the Maisa is Dumya, even though the Kavana is not Dumya. By a tolda, that it's a different substance, it's a different Maisa, and it's a different Kavana, so then it could be Heter Gomer. This is the way I want to learn Judaism. Good?
Are we sure that a chicken is not considered oros?
A chicken is not what?
Not oros.
A chicken feather? A chicken feather? No, I'm not conceding on this point. Chicken feather is not leather. Right? This is going to be our placard. Are we going to, chicken feather, not leather?
Right?
We're
nothing to
do
with the chicken skin.
Or
maybe the feathers out of the skin.
I don't know if chicken skin. Again, when I talk about Sidur I'm talking about those leathers that they use in the construction of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did not use leather of chickens. Nor, I think, in common parlance, does anyone talk about chicken leather.
There's a Shulchan Aruch conference about when you can use for Sefer Torah, and we're not even talking about. And I don't remember whether it concludes that chicken is okay, but talk about chicken and fish skin. That sounds way too delicate. I don't think it would be. I think that's.
I don't think you can do anything.
But that, the reason that this
goes
too delicate
is
theoretically
human
skin.
Okay. So the kids are now. when my Hesber of the Malacha of Mechateich explains a kasha that we dealt with yesterday. If you remember yesterday we read the Rashi about that I'm chayiv 11 chatais when I make a wicker basket. If I cut the reeds to size in order to weave it, I'm chayiv for mechateich. If after it's woven there's some reeds that stick out and I cut it, that's makir b'patish. So we ask the kasha, why is it makir b'patish? Shouldn't it also be mechateich? No? So we suggested maybe mechateich is a malacha that's preliminary to other malachas, no? And in fact, you're at the end, it's not mechateich. And that's what we suggested, and that could be, and we suggested maybe that's the lumdus of ein mechateich ba'eichlan. We had a different lumdus of ein mechateich ba'eichlan, but that's what we suggested. I would argue, based on what we're saying now, that the reason why you can't violate both mechateich and makir b'patish tikkun mana, because mechateich and makir b'patish are really the same thing. No? Makir b'patish is a broader malacha. It applies to wood and to stone, etc. Mechateich fundamentally only applies to ore. But really, mechateich and makir b'patish is the same thing. You're doing the finishing touch, no? That's what you're doing. And that's why you need kavanah, like the Magen Mishnah said. The only two malachos in Judaism where I not apply the rule of psik resha are makir b'patish and mechateich. Halo davar, why is that? So I would argue maybe the reason for that is because these two malachos are pretty much the same thing. And this would fit into my general approach to Judaism, that to really violate the mechateich, that's got to be leather. And you're reading the Rashi again. How come Rashi does not say that? Okay.
I'm not mistaken, I think we're only talking about unique malachos.
Again?
I think we're talking about unique malachos. We already said mechateich from the beginning. So there's no right at all from this.
I don't know. You find like 11 unique malachos. So you're saying maybe enochanami. You're in violation of both makir b'patish and mechateich when you cut it off at the end. It certainly is possible. I mean, I can't say that you're wrong about that. Although you get the impression that you violated mechateich earlier and you're violating makir b'patish now, you're not violating both. That's an impression that you get. I don't know. Not sure. I hear you, however. You're saying that maybe there was no kasha to begin with. Fair. I want to do one more din. Turn to Siman Shin Chaf Beis Se'if Hei. This is the other halacha of mechateich. Again, and this comes from that Gemara in... this comes from that Gemara in Beit Zodaf Lamed Gimel. I'm not supposed to take a twig and break it to make a toothpick on Shabbos. If I do that, that's the malacha of mechateich, no? Because I'm making the toothpick, I'm cutting it to a specific size. It's like sharpening a pencil. I think sharpening a pencil is also mechateich, right? You want a particular sharpness, l'cha'ira. You make a toothpick, you want it to be a specific way. So it could be, that's a malacha of mechateich. Maybe it's only asur midrabanan. If it's only asur midrabanan, then perhaps it can be makel on doing it with a shinui b'makom kavod abriyos. If you have like a really dirty thing stuck in between your teeth and it looks gross, ad kan. Says the mechaber, you're allowed to carry mutar l'taltil. You're allowed to move. There's no isur mukton ad se besamim to smell it, and you're allowed to wave it in front of a chayle, and you are kaitmai. You break it and you rub it in your fingers in order to smell it. I added the word kotmo, which is added both by the Magen Avraham in Se'if Katan Vav and by the Taz in Se'if Katan Gimel. The Taz says that the word the kotmo is actually in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Yud Zayin says, Tzarech Lomar, V'chaitmai Umaylalai. No? So you're breaking the twig. in order to get the good fragrance out, and that is permitted whether these are hard twigs or soft twigs. The Gemara says that if it's soft twig, then it is Maicho Behema. Whatever is Maicho Behema is not subject to the rules of Tikkun Mana. But over here, I am just breaking a stick to smell. It's not Tikkun Mana at all, because I just want to smell. I'm not making it into a kli. And therefore, even though it's hard, it's mutter. Adkan Divrei HaMechaber. Question. How come there is not an Isser of Mechatech? I am breaking the twig in order to smell it. Why is it not Mechatech? So let's learn the Bir Halacha together. See the Bir Halacha and say, hey, you have it? Lucha Orakasha. How come I'm allowed to break the hard twig? Right? Even though my kavan is not to make a kli, so therefore there should not be an iser tikkun kli, but still ye aser mishum mechatech bekashim. Because if it's kashim, if it's a hard thing, it's not oichle behema. Because the entire malacha mechatech is not because I'm making a kli, but the chituch itself is the malacha. So why is there no malacha of mechatech when I break this twig to get the besamim? That's the kasha. So the Bir Halacha says, maybe the reason is that there's no malacha of mechatech because I'm doing it biyad. Maybe mechatech means I use a kli, I use a knife to break it. But if I just break it with my hands, maybe that is not mechatech. And he quotes that this is the way Rashi in Beitza learns the Gemara, and this is the way the Rush there. It's in Perek Dalel of Beitza Simin Yud Gimel. That's the way the Rush learns the Gemara. But he has a problem. The Nishmas Odom writes that there is mechatech even biyad. According to the Nishmas Odom, there is mechatech even biyad. So how come you're allowed to break the twig? So the Mishnah Berurah answers, well, he thinks that you don't really care about the size, and therefore it's not the malacha mechatech. So this is like a funny, funny Mishnah Berurah, okay? When you think about this, the Mishnah Berurah says that all the Rishonim on that Gemara, which means Rashi and the Rush, all the Rishonim on that Gemara say that it is not mechatech because you're using your hands, not a knife. The Nishmas Adam says is mechatech even with your hands. How would the Nishmas Adam learn the Gemara? Obviously you don't care about the size. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. Why did Rashi and the Rush not say this idea that you don't care about the size? If the Mishnah Berurah is correct, that if I don't care about the size, that's mechatech. That's not mechatech. So shouldn't Rashi and the Rush have mentioned that? So I would argue that you do care about the size. But you care about the size not in an exact way. Similar to the svara that we said by Salet Silti, when they break wood, I want some bigger pieces, some smaller pieces. I don't care about the exact size. When I break the thing for besamim, right, I care about the size. I have five people around. I want everyone to smell it. So I break a little bit you, a little bit you. I care about the size. I might not care about the exact size, but I want it to be enough to go around. I would argue that is called makbid on the midah, based on what we saw in the Gemara. And therefore what the Mishnah Berurah is doing, I think the Mishnah Berurah b'mechila is pulling the wool over our eyes. First of all, he's saying, Rashi and the Rush learn the Gemara one way, but I disagree based on Nishmas Adam. You have no right to do that, no? The Nishmas Adam is Rabbi Avram Danzig, no? He wrote the Chaya Adam. It's a very fine Jew, but he wasn't a rabbi. He was a businessman in Vilna, but he also knew how to learn Torah. The rumors about how every shoemaker in Vilna knew Shas, I doubt every shoemaker in Vilna knew Shas, but this particular merchant in Vilna, Rabbi Avram Dantzig, actually knew Shas pretty darn well. Right? I would argue that the Mishnah Berurah's Yishuv of the Gemara for the Nishmas Adam against the Rush and the Rashi, and he says it's a Magid Mishnah also, there's Nishim B'Yad and B'Kli, I would argue that it's not correct. The real difference is Yad and Kli. The Mishnah Berurah Tainas that it is not miskaving lamita. I'm not sure that this would be considered not miskaving lamita because I know I want to break this twig into a few pieces to give besamim to a bunch of different people. I would argue that is called miskaving lamita. I don't know if miskaving lamita has to be such an exact measurement, like what we're saying by chopping the wood. What I do know is that miskaving lamita has to be something that I am using some precision. If I don't care where I break it, I'm just breaking stuff, that's not miskaving lamida. But when I'm using some sort of precision, I look at the thing, I want to get four pieces out of it, that is miskaving lamida. And the heter v'shlom is amen is because there's no precision involved. The malacha mechatech involves that I am paying careful attention. So again, this is the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. My ha'oris on the Mishnah Berurah I already developed, and we should have a wonderful and blessed day. Tomorrow, I have to decide what we should do in Shir. You like Halacha Shirim sometimes. So maybe we could have a Halacha Shir tomorrow, maybe not. I'll figure it out. Okay, gentlemen, have a good day. I'll text you tonight.